What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the What We Gonna Do podcast. I am your host, AJ. Wow, I didn't think y'all would get an official episode before the end of the year. I wasn't even planning on doing a Christmas episode, but here we are. Look, I hope that everyone is well. Man, this kind of tripped out, you know what I mean? I gotta kind of remember my stuff or whatever for an official episode. Follow me on social media at What We Gonna Do Pod. That's G-O-N-E. Please visit me on my website, linktree.com/whatwegonna do. That's linktr.ee/whatwegonna do pod. You can find everything What We Gonna Do. I got merch, I got a bunch of features, I got all kinds of stuff, bios, the Cash App might be on there. It's some good stuff on there. Go check it out. So y'all know how I am. I mean, I think I pretty much have dropped an episode every year for Christmas or around Christmas, something like that. Even during my hiatuses, I've always kind of dropped a episode. Christmas is one of my favorite holidays, you know, just the season and now having kids, and just I've always tried to do something special, even as a kid growing up with my siblings and just with my cousins. Always try to, you know, buy gifts. You know, we talking elementary, middle school, and high school. I always tried to do something. And of course, no, I didn't always get the things that I wanted, but it was always a big deal to me. You know what I mean? Just the wonder and the magic and the imagination of a child. You know what I mean? Talking about Santa or, you know, just however you celebrate those things that, you know, surround Christmas. And of course, I'm doing the traditional thing. We do the presents. I don't like to open nothing before, you know, Christmas. Ain't no, oh, you can open one present on Christmas Eve. Nah, it's like, look, you can wait one more day. That's the anticipation. That's the buildup. Once December 1st hits, it's a buildup. You know what I mean? And I just like that. You know what I mean? You get antsy. You want to shake the presents. You want to touch everything. You want to look at everything. And it's like, when that time comes, you know, the reward is worth it, in my opinion. I mean, you know, for a lot of kids, you know what I mean? The adults may feel a little bit different, but, you know, it's for the kids, you know what I mean? And of course, it's for the adults, too. The adults that enjoy it, that may do a Christmas party or whatever you do, it's for y'all, too. Of course, this year is all off, but that is what this episode is about, because, you know, I wasn't going to do it, and I just kind of had a feeling I needed to record and I needed to get this out. And I just had it on my spirit, like it was the thought in my mind, because I'm like, man, this year is just bump. It's the same thing for a lot of people. A lot of people dealing with a lot of stuff. It ain't a lot of good news, a lot of bad news. But what I came to realize this Christmas was you have to appreciate what you have, regardless. And when I say that, I mean it literally and I mean it figuratively. And you gotta say, fuck what you don't. You know what I mean? You gotta say that to yourself. It's like, hey, what can you do? What you know what I mean? Like, what are you gonna change? What are you gonna do about it? Your money ain't right. Your finances, you know what I mean? Your finances ain't right. Your work ain't right. Your health ain't right. Your friends ain't right. Your family ain't right. What can you do about it? So it's like, worry about what you can't control. And I would just ask everybody to take one day. To say, fuck all that shit. And I know it's like, man, we dealing with so much reality. We getting hit with, especially if you're on social media, we getting hit with reality every day, whether it's the presidential election, whether it's the pandemic, whether it's just the state of the world. Like, we getting hit with so much reality, you know, police brutality, whatever it is. Like, look, I am encouraging and challenging you all to take this one day. And this is not a day where I'm saying, look, go out for New Year's Eve and hit the club, go out and do this, go out and eat, go out and do that. No, I'm just saying, you celebrate with your family, or you celebrate to yourself. I don't care if you got to go buy a bottle of something. I don't care if you got to go get your favorite sweets. I don't care if you got to get your favorite food. What I'm saying is for you to take one day. It don't even have to be Christmas, but of course, I'm talking about Christmas, but whatever, just this week, like, take one day to appreciate what you have, to find the happy parts of your life. whatever that may be, whatever small it may be, and magnify that. So it could be work. And, you know, again, man, we go through so much. We want more money. We didn't get a bonus. This didn't happen. The company did this. If you have a job, appreciate it. If you're able to pay your bills, appreciate it. If you are able to pay your bills and you got money left over, appreciate it. If you are able to buy gifts for your kids, possibly for friends, possibly for family, appreciate it. Appreciate, you know, the thought that goes into it, not even the dollar amount. It's not even about you being able to spend this extravagant amount of money. Just the thought that goes into it. Whether you decided to do a gift card, cash, or an actual gift, just that you had that thought, you put it into your mind, and possibly other people did the same thing for you, but just appreciate that part of what your job allows you to do, or what somebody else's job allows them to do. Because obviously we're in a period of time where, man, unemployment, there's a lot of craziness going on. And it's like, you may hate your job. I've been there, I've done that, but I could also see the forest through the trees. You know what I mean? As difficult as it was, that job was a means to an end. That job did allow me to pay for my car, to pay for a place of living, to do this, that, and the third, as much as I hated it. And it allowed me to be able to, you know, celebrate a Christmas or whatever the case may be at the end of the year. So I'm saying, take some time out. Appreciate that work. Even if it isn't a job, if it's a business that you own, if it's a side gig, if it's a hustle, whatever that is that allows you to bring in some type of income, whatever frustrations you deal with, whatever good things you deal with, I'm just saying, look, put the negative thoughts to the side about it. Think about the positive. You got all next year, all 2021, New Year's Eve, whatever resolution you want to make, to sit there and talk about that. I'm saying, take one day this week and just think about the positives of your work, whether you're independent, you work for somebody else, or, you know, whatever the case may be. Take some time to think about that. Your finances. You may not be as rich as you would like to be. You may have hoped that this stimulus check would be here by now, and it isn't. You may want to do some more things for your kids. You may want to do some more things for your wife. You may want to do some more things for yourself, and it sucks. That's fully granted. It sucks, but you know what? When I talk about the thought, in my opinion, it also applies to your finances. You know what I mean? You can make a little go a long way. You may not be able to get that PS5, but you may be able to create some other lasting memory. You know, it may be insignificant to you as far as the amount, but it could be so significant to someone else. You know what I mean? And that doesn't take all the money in the world. As much as we love that and we would like to do that, that's just not what you have. And I don't want you to focus on what you don't have, what you could not do. Appreciate and value the things that you could do. You know what I mean? Even if you just put some money to the side, even if you just invested some money, you know what I mean? Appreciate the things that you could do with what you have and the fact that you have it. Because again, it's a lot of other people dealing with a lot worse things than you. And I know I'm not big on comparisons, you know, but that's more in a putting yourself down type of way, which this is also the same thing, is that, look, this is not putting yourself down. I'm talking about you put yourself up and just think about it. Not put yourself up over other people, but you to yourself. Compare yourself to yourself or the previous year and look at where you are now. You know, hopefully you're in a better place. Even if you're not, look, the future, you're still breathing. You got opportunities to change your future, and just forget about your past. And again, I'm just asking you to think about it for one day. What are the good things about my finances? What am I able to do with my finances? What do they allow me to have? What do I already have thanks to the finances that I've made up to this point, or the investments, or the houses, or whatever it is, big or small? What am I able to do with these finances? You know what I mean? And just like, hey, say some type of gratitude or whatever to yourself. It's like, look, you may not be able to go get the big bottle or whatever, but you might can go get some wine, or you can go get some, or maybe you can put in on some or whatever. Maybe you can steal a little bit from Peter to pay Paul, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you need to do, you know, with your finances, that is legal, that is safe, that ain't gonna get you in trouble. You know, appreciate that, you know what I mean? I always said, and I think I came up with this saying in college, but I don't care if I got 2 pennies to my name, I'll never be broke again. Now, I may not be able to do nothing with those 2 pennies, you know what I mean? You used to be able to go to the store, get you some penny candy. You can't do that no more. And if you're grown, you need more than some penny candy. But I said I'll never be broke again. I'm going to have some in my pocket, you know what I mean? So scrape together whatever you can scrape together. Have a good meal. Whatever it is, take that one day to yourself. Be thankful for your health. Clearly, we are in a pandemic, and clearly there are other pre-existing conditions long before this pandemic that have ailed Black Americans and, you know, different types of Americans all around. And it's a constant fight. It's a constant struggle. You may have issues with your weight. You may have issues with how you look or body dysmorphia, whatever the case may be. You may have health issues that are not just physical, but mental health related issues or whatever the case may be. What I want to say to you is that hopefully you are in a place to where you can hear me, which is, you know, something to be thankful for. You may have your arms, you may have your legs, you may have your ears, you may have your eyes. Be thankful for the health that you do have. Of course, we wish we had that body we said we was going to have before the pandemic, or what we was going to do during the pandemic, and then you got these doggone kids at home, so you can't move around like you wanted to move around or whatever. Of course, we would like to have things the way that we would like to have them, but there is still an appreciation in the fact that you are still here. You are healthy enough to be able to go out to the store, do whatever you need to do, or just sit up, or just wake up the next day. Like, whatever the most basic health thing is for you, whether mentally or physically, thankful that I'm able to do this. Because again, other people got stuff going on, and that might, you know, and I'm just saying, this Christmas is different than, you know, this is history, you know what I mean? Doing Christmas like this, you're not able to celebrate it with others, or you may be, but you're concerned and you're worried, and you're like, look, I don't want anybody to catch anything because we got together. Whether it's a small setting, whether it's a larger setting, you are caring about those around you and your family and your children and whoever it may be, your friends that you interact with. You care about their health as well as yours. And so I'm saying to you, no matter what state your health is in, look at some of the positives of your health and, you know, appreciate that. Hey, look, I may not have this, I may not have that, but I can still do, you know, I can still do this. And again, you got a whole year and you got the rest of your life to think about X, Y, and Z. But I'm saying this year, take some time this week or on Christmas to really sit there and say, you know what? I like this about my health. I like this about how I look, my belly, my stomach, my gut, my side, my ribs, my legs, my, you know, usually I don't get as descriptive and, you know, talking about different things, but this is for men and women. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, you know, fuck what you don't got. Fuck what you feel. You know what I mean? It's like, look, if you like your nose, if you like your feet, if you know what I mean? Whatever body part, you know, I'm gonna try to keep it on the level or whatever. I ain't gonna get too crazy, but I appreciate it. You know what I mean? It's yours. So, you know what I mean? Same thing for your mental health. Even if you got mental health issues, it's like, look, appreciate the wellness parts of your mental health. You know what I mean? Whether it's going to see, a psychiatrist or a counselor or whatever it is, like, appreciate, like, okay, here's the wellness part of it. Here's the things that I'm trying to do better. Here's the things that I have done better. Here's the things that I will do better. Appreciate that. Just take a day, one day. Do that for me. Friends, how many of us have them? You know what I mean? Man, we go through stuff. Some people ain't got friends, people done lost friends, you know what I mean? It's just the ebb and flow of life. But man, if you got people that text you, that message you on social media, that look out for you, that reach out to you, appreciate those people. You know what I mean? they may be your social media family. You know what I mean? They may be your real life family. You know what I mean? But appreciate those friends that you do have. You know what I mean? And again, they may not be perfect. They may have stuff that gets on your nerves. They may do this and y'all and fell out, this, that, and third. But I'm like, look, one day, to appreciate them, all of our stuff is messed up. All of it. And I'm not telling you to make them be anything. I'm talking about you to yourself just saying, look, for one day I can say F it. And man, I love these people. They got love for me or whatever it is. I like them, whatever. I'm good with them. You know what I mean? Just think about those people and think about, all right, I got something, you know, that has helped me, has allowed me to grow, has allowed me to learn, people that I've been able to pour into that have also been able to pour into me. And in this time, I probably need them more than ever because I'm by myself, or I only have this, or I only have that, and not everybody understands. But you know, I have these people around me, and they make me laugh, they make me cry, they make me whatever it is that they do for you. It's like, all right, you know, I appreciate you. You know what I mean? Like, love y'all. I'm just saying, take some time to see yourself. Look through your Rolodex, look through your phone book, look through your social media, and just be like, hey, you know what I mean? You can reach out to them if you want to, but I'm just saying, to yourself, just be like, you know what, man, I got people that's thinking about me, or I got people that I'm thinking about, you know what I mean? And that's important to me. That's meaningful to me. I care about it, and, you know, I want to see them be all right, you know what I mean? I wish them the best. I'm glad to hear good news, man. I see so much stuff, especially from my social media folks or whatever, man, and it makes me feel good. It makes me feel good as a father. It makes me feel good as a man. It makes me feel good, you know, just all around when I see things that are going on and people sharing their life experiences with their families, kids, wives, you know, whatever the case may be, their friends, their cousins, people getting out, you know what I mean, and looking out for them, man. I love to see that type of stuff, man. It's super dope. So appreciate your friends. Last but certainly not least, family. You know, for those of us who do have family, and you know what I mean, they're still here, it's a blessing. You know, again, I know this is the time of the season that there are a lot of people grieving, but I challenge you, and I've told several people this throughout the years and just even recently, to not remember the sad times with those individuals, but to remember the happy times. I don't think those individuals who may no longer be here or would want to see you sad or down or what, when even when you think about them, they would rather see you smiling, see you laughing, see you cracking jokes, talking shit, whatever it is that was y'all connection when they were here. They would rather see you doing that than sitting there crying and reminiscing about why they not here and you can't, you know what I mean, being so hurt. I'm saying, look, take the positives of your family. Whether you're married, whether you're single, whether you got the best relationship with your mother, father, whatever that dynamic is in your family, it's like, look, it could be different. You know, it could be worse. And again, you may not have the most positive things, but I'm saying, look, take the one positive thing and amplify it one day this week. Just one day. It ain't gonna hurt you. It ain't gonna kill you. Just one day this week. Take that thing, amplify it. And just, and man, enjoy that thought. Enjoy that moment. If you know what I mean? And again, if you do have an opportunity to be around family, great. If you can't be around them, it's all right. Y'all got plenty of memories. You know, Lord willing, you'll be able to see them next year. You know what I mean? You'll have other opportunities. But I'm saying, despite whatever is going on, including the pandemic, including the election, including, appreciate your family. Appreciate all of these things. Appreciate work. Appreciate finances. Appreciate your health. Appreciate friends. And again, appreciate those things, and appreciate those things not only for yourself but for them. You know what I mean? Because it may be things that you do that impact people in ways that you don't know or that you do know, but it's positive. And just take those life experiences and shit, cheer up, man. Cheer up. Fuck what you don't got. What else you gonna do? You know what I mean? This ain't the time for that. This is probably the worst time for that. You know what I mean? To be depressed and to be sad and to be lonely and to be angry. And trust me, I go through it myself. I deal with it. I got my ups and downs, and it ain't got nothing to do with me being a Cancer. You know what I mean? It's just human nature, in my opinion. You know, we're going to deal with these things, and some things we're going to love, some things we ain't. But I'm just like, man, you know, even when I don't think about it, man, it's a lot. You know, when I do think about the little things and the people that care about me, and you know what I think about my own self versus what other people think about me, and I mean the good sides of it, not what I could think negatively, but just like, man, I gotta just say I'm thankful. I gotta just say I'm appreciative this Christmas. It may not be the Christmas that I wanted or that I hoped for. It may not be the month. It may not be the year. It may not be any of the things, but I'm alive. I get to be around people that you know, that I love, that I enjoy. And most importantly, you know, I know this is gonna sound odd, but most importantly, I get to sit here and record this show and think to myself, you know, to be able to even do this, like think to myself, like I'm appreciative, just things just to myself that I'm appreciative about, and what put it on my spirit to even do this type of episode, you know, around this time of year. I'm not the best messenger, you know, but I have a lot of good messages, you know what I mean? So I hope you all are able to have some type of takeaway today, you know. But my challenge is to just take that one day, whether it's Christmas, whether it's another day, whether it's another day in this week, to just say, you know what, I appreciate what I got. You know what I mean? It make me laugh. I wish I had more, but you know what I mean? I gotta just push all that to the side and just be like, you know what, I'm, you know, we gonna work on all that other stuff, you know, for many, many years to come. But right now, in this moment, I got my house or my apartment or my trailer or my car or my kid or my wife or my brother or my cousin or my friend or my job or my money, whatever, my health. And I'm appreciative for just that. You know what I mean? Just that. All right, y'all. I'm gonna let y'all go. Again, this is AJ. This is the What We Gonna Do podcast. Find me on social media at What We Gonna Do Pod. That's GONE. Visit the website linktree.com/whatwegonadopod. That's linktr.ee/whatwegonadopod. Check out everything. Check out the merch. It's on my Instagram. Love to everybody. You know what I mean? I ain't the biggest lovey-dovey type of person or whatever, but you know what I mean? Peace to y'all. You know what I mean? Peace. Hopefully y'all get some type of peace, you know, get some type of rest. Whatever you choose to do with your day, do it to the fullest. You know what I mean? And let me know if you decided to take the challenge. All right, y'all. Until next time. Maybe 2021. Peace.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. And a Happy New Year. If Sayer wanna beat, then it's a body.